This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Local artisans who rely heavily on markets and festivals to sell their products were hard hit during the pandemic as many events were canceled, postponed, or reduced their capacities. In response, new opportunities popped up around Albuquerque for these creative vendors to showcase their goods. As the downtown growers market kicks off this weekend with more vendors and customers than last year, some of the pandemic-era solutions for local artists are set to stick around. I met up with Amy Baca Lopez, a local artist and business owner in the parking lot of Off Center Community Arts Project in downtown Albuquerque. This is where she started the Little Market to promote local artisans when existing opportunities dwindled during the pandemic.
So we have a backdrop of disco funky music. We have about 18 vendors here today, anything from face masks and dresses, and I have myself, greeting cards, acrylic paint on canvas. Then there's some pottery, lots of jewelry.
Baca Lopez is a longtime vendor at the downtown growers market. When the pandemic first struck last March, the market was deemed an essential business like a grocery store. But that meant no artisans. I spoke with Amy last year about how it felt to be cut out.
Kind of like getting an email saying that I lost my job, but I knew that it was coming.
The growers market ended up opening last April with artisans included, but as an online farm-to-car market. Longtime market vendor Michael Wicklaw, owner of the local apparel business Metal the Brand, says the online market wasn't the same for those not selling food.
You know, people would just order a sticker or two, and, you know, when they do that, I don't really make anything.
By July of 2020, the downtown growers market was back at Albuquerque's Robinson Park, but at 25% capacity. Market manager Daniel Schlobaum says they maintained a focus on essential food products, but brought a few artisans in as they had room.
We saw a significant decrease in farmer vendors and some food vendors due to the pandemic. A lot of them just didn't feel safe coming out, so we just had to really fill those spots to operate financially.
Along with slim chances at the farmers market, several large festivals that many artisans rely on were canceled last year. Wicklaw with Metal the Brand says registered businesses like his with years of books were better positioned than less established artisans.
What happened was any sort of gig type money stopped. So you had to rely on reporting all of these things to people to give you money. And a lot of the people that needed to report they're not capable of it or they don't have it. Those people were affected the most.
He has a store in addition to showing at the markets and was able to get some COVID-19 relief funding.
I was able to stay on track with where I wanted my business to be.
He says he received a small PPP loan, a 30-year economic injury disaster loan.
Oh, and the $10,000 from the city. Thank you, Mayor Keller, City Council, whoever. That was awesome.
Baca Lopez says she applied for the city's micro business relief grant, but didn't get it.
I met every single aspect of the criteria, but the letter that I received said, sorry, we just had an overwhelming response.
She received unemployment for a time, but to keep her business afloat, she needed opportunities to get her products in front of customers. It's why she started the Little Market. She also participated in the Albuquerque Art Walk, thanks to its new partnership with the Downtown Growers Market. Manager Daniel Schlobaum says the market partnered with Art Walk last year when they realized they wouldn't be able to offer artisans as many spaces.
I was trying to figure out other ways to get them opportunities. And so I help organize vendor spaces and help bring whoever wants to come to Art Walk as far as people who've applied with the Growers Market.
The Growers Market will continue partnering with Art Walk even as they kick off their 2021 season this week with more vendors, a higher capacity, and artists. Though Schlobaum says that almost didn't happen.
We were being told by the Environmental Health Department at the city that we weren't going to be able to have non-food vendors. And we did a lot of advocating, and they did change that at the state level.
Schlobaum says that while Bernalillo County is in the yellow level for COVID restrictions, the market will have about 75% the number of vendors as before the pandemic, with artisans making up about a quarter of those. She says that'll grow if restrictions ease later in the season. Artist Amy Baca Lopez says she plans to sell at the downtown growers market, but that doesn't mean she's shutting down her stopgap event. She says Little Market is here to stay, adding one more opportunity for local artists to make a living as old standbys reemerge. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones. The Downtown Growers Market opens Saturday, April 17th from 8 a.m. to noon at Albuquerque's Robinson Park.